I am the ultimate. I am majesty. Crypto decentralized. I am currency. I am the Tesla for electricity. I am a mobile app. Mining frequency. I am the whole.
What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the InTune Instrument Podcast. We have an amazing guest with me today. I actually met him a couple of years ago when I first started nomading. He's known me from the beginning of my nomading digitally.
That's true.
he saw when I was living in the tiny house.
Nope.
When I was doing marketing coaching calls on the road.
I remember those days.
So let me introduce everyone to Christian Smotherman, aka the Business Accelerator. That's what I like to call him, because he comes in there. If you got some business, if you want to look top notch, you want to look official with your business and be able to implement strategies officially, he's the one that's going to accelerate it. So, Christian, welcome. Thank you so much for joining. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well. Just, you know, pleased to be here. You got some really amazing stuff going on. So glad to tap in with you and tune up.
Thank you. You know what? I've always wondered, and this question just popped into my mind just now. I always wondered, when we first met.
Yeah.
We actually met with in the marketing world. And we actually discussed a lot of, you know, music, and you were doing music videos. Mm-hmm. How did you get into, like, cause you actually like started editing a music video for me that was dope.
Yeah.
How did you like get into that? Like, cause there's a lot of people, especially listening to this, who's into music. They want really good music videos. Like, what are some ways that they can get into like figuring out how to edit in a way that it really turns heads and gets attention?
No, that's a fantastic question. So I'm a videographer by trade. That's really where my career started to take off in content creation. So for me, it didn't really start with editing as much as it started with actually going out and shooting and filming content. And I started off doing a lot of video work for nonprofits, mission-based organizations, and then I started getting into weddings as well. But it was really with the weddings where I started to get a little creative with the transitions, and I was also collaborating with a lot of other video creators. So I was learning tips and tricks from them when it came to doing the editing. And then I was also creating documentaries, all kinds of stuff. But I started getting into the music videos because I was meeting artists like you. Just, you know, in my walk of life, I would come across different artists and have conversations with them about content. And I'm an artist myself, you know, when it comes to music. So we would just have these really natural, amazing conversations about their vision. And ultimately, from there, I started actually shooting music videos and editing the videos as well. But I'd say, you know, if you want to take your editing skills to the next level, my personal opinion is, you know, actually think about what it means to get in the shooter seat and really be the eye behind the camera. Because when you have that level of awareness and consciousness as a creator, you're thinking about the editing room before you even get there. And it's just going to supercharge your creativity when you get into the editing room. But then when it just comes to editing in general, you just got to do it. You got to practice. You got to reach out to people and actually jump on and start creating content and editing and chopping things up. I know when I first started, particularly with editing documentaries and weddings, it would take me like days to finish like one edit. I was so terrible at it. But over time, you know, just jumping into Premiere and other editing software, I started to get the hang of it. And once you get the hang of something, then you start to unlock, you know, just being more creative, because you're not using as much of your mental bandwidth to just get it done. Like, now you're thinking, okay, I know this tool, and I've, you know, watched this tutorial, and let me try to implement that, and let me be creative in this way. So you just got to jump in, get into it, and start practicing, and things start to come together. They start to come together creatively.
Yes, yes, yes. Jump in head first.
Yep.
Dive in, make that splash. Beautiful, beautiful. Now I want to ask you another question because the last couple of years have been interesting to say the least on the world scene. And you're actually right there like near DC.
Yeah.
So how has the years 2020 through 2021 been in your neck of the woods?
It's been a little crazy over here, to be honest. So, you know, obviously with the shutdown, everyone was in quarantine 2020. But then in DC, obviously, you know, we had the presidency, the previous presidency, and there are all kinds of protests and people running amok in the streets and violence taking place in the district. And then we had the whole storming of the Capitol situation. So there was a lot going on in 2020 and early 2021. But ultimately, you know, I think over here in the DMV, things have calmed down a bit. Obviously, we're all still dealing with the whole controversy around the new COVID strain and all that stuff. So we're dealing with that, but in general, you know, DC has kind of been pretty tranquil, I would say, for the last 6 or so months. But what I found is that now that businesses are reopening, there's a lot of opportunity for creators, designers, business managers, project managers. There's just so much opportunity now that the economy is starting to pick back up again. A lot of companies are looking for folks to come in and help them take digital marketing to the next level, social media. So I'd say right now things are buzzing in a good way.
Heck yeah, they sure are. I mean, I was reading some article. I can't remember if it was like Forbes or something like that. But they were just talking about how 2020 kind of launched us 10 years into the future. Like some of the innovations digitally, these were things that were planned for the next 10 years that like instantly it was like, okay, adapt.
Yep.
You know, with everyone like being at home and kids at home, and now they need a platform for virtual schooling. And it's just like, okay, this stuff has to be made now, but then not only just made now, but also it, you know, with tech, you got glitches. So now everyone's, to be honest, okay, as someone who creates automation myself, I like to be able to find the glitches as fast as possible. And it's almost like the universe was like, you know what? We're going to put everybody at home and everybody going to find all the glitches. So
that's funny.
That's what I feel like 2020 was. 2020 was the glitch finding year where everyone was like, sit down, find these glitches, so that we can advance a whole lot faster.
find the glitches in your life, find the glitches in your business, find the glitches on the internet. I mean, it's just glitch city. Glitch city.
Glitch city, y'all. Glitch city, y'all. Glitch city. Y'all, I'm about to make that song.
Hey.
But yeah, but with all the glitches and all of the change, you know, you're so right about, you know, there being so much opportunity. Because there's so much that when we find the glitches, they got to be fixed. There's so many companies that they don't understand the online world. They don't understand the digital world. And many people don't realize how much power they have and how much genius they have, just and how much experience that they have that these big companies want. Just because they're just on social media all day and they understand how to use it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of companies that will actually pay a nice amount for someone to handle their social media. And a lot of, there's so many people that's just like, oh, I just do it for fun. And you are the exact type of person who knows how to do it right. You're the exact type of person that they want.
Yeah.
So what would you tell someone who is looking for these opportunities? Like where should they kind of search? Where should they look to even see where their skill that they didn't even know was a skill might be needed?
So the answer is going to be kind of redundant. They need to actually look on social media for potential clients. When I first got into the online business game, sorry about that notification. When I first got into the online business game, it was really through Facebook where I started to source the vast majority of my clients. I met you through Facebook, mm-hmm. and you were marketing your business and reaching literally thousands and thousands of people through your marketing campaigns, which, like, if y'all don't know, she has like the craziest marketing strategies and campaigns ever. And so I remember we met, we started to connect and chop it up. I learned a lot from you. And from there, I started to build my online presence. So rather than using my Facebook profile as like a personal profile, I turned it into a business storefront. Right. So I literally like changed my header to the business name that I had at the time. And in my bio, I changed that into like, these are the services that I offer. And then from there, I just started to reach out to people. I started to go into different groups and connecting with business owners in various groups, and ultimately putting out a little bit of content on my side and just attracting people. And through that, I was able to get started, you know, get my foot in the door and start to actually work with companies. And then what ends up happening for a lot of people that, and you'll find this if you really jump into the online business space, is once you start getting a couple of clients, those clients will refer you to new clients, and then they'll refer you to new clients, and you'll start to see your business picking up. So I say to all the people who have social media skills or any sort of creative skill set, if you're a graphic designer, businesses need you. If you are really good at like making posts that create or generate engagement or increase followings, companies need you. If you're good at video editing or videography, photography, companies need you, right? There's so many different opportunities out here, and you just have to create an online presence, and you need to create an online presence that showcases your skill set and abilities. So when people click on your profile, they know what you're about and they know what you do. And they know that what you're doing is not a fly by night operation. It's something that you're actually good at, serious about, and passionate about. So use the platforms you're already on to get clients.
Exactly. Exactly. They're already on those platforms.
They're already there.
They're on those platforms. So, and you're a master of those platforms already,
already.
Even though you didn't realize it. Exactly. So let's just master it some more. And then there's so many like social media courses and things like that. If you're trying to like figure out how to integrate what I just told you is a genius into this thing. And I think even Christian, don't you have like some groups to help out?
Yeah, I do. So I have a group on Facebook. It's called Ultimate Performance for Coaches, Consultants, and Creators. And then I have a YouTube channel, Business Accelerator, Business Accelerator. And on those platforms, I'm sharing a lot of content for entrepreneurs. Just launched the YouTube, but really it's sort of this like interesting space where I talk a lot about the mindset, the habits that entrepreneurs need to really tap into to go to the next level, but then offering up really like straightforward, effective business marketing strategies, content creation strategies. So people definitely like check that stuff out, and you can learn a lot. But to that point, there's so many different channels on YouTube, so many different Instagram pages where you can follow creators and follow people who are doing exactly what you want to do and learn from them. Right? Learn from them. And when you first get started, mimic people that you are inspired by, right? And eventually, as you start to like mimic people and start to implement things that you're seeing, you'll start to find like your own authentic lane, right? I think a lot of people, they get caught up trying to be like this like awesome guru when they first get started, and they're separated from everybody. But, you know, really, in order to separate yourself, you first have to get in tune with yourself and what it is that you're good at. And the only way to do that is to jump in and start to apply things that you're seeing and learning from others.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Did you hear that? He says you have to be in tune with yourself.
With yourself.
We are the in tune instruments. What?
Yes.
But anyway, thank you so much, Christian, for being a part of the Intune Instrument podcast.
Appreciate you. It is always
a pleasure to hop on and speak to you. We got some other big things that we're going to be working on, and I'm very excited to have you on the team. But everyone who is listening, go check out the groups that Christian just told you about. We'll have the links in the description. So go ahead and click on it. Go check out Christian's groups. And next week's guest, let me tell you about, you know what, I'm not even going to tell you about next week's guest. It's a surprise, but they're amazing.
Y'all ain't ready for it.
And also, if you would like to support the show, go to the intuneinstrument.com. There's music downloads, there's gear, there's me. So anyway, you want to support the show, go to intuneinstrument.com. I will see you next week. Peace.
Thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning into the show. If you're interested in supporting the show, be sure to meander on over to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and check out the merch store. You want my latest single? Well, guess what? You can get it at shop.theintuneinstrument.com. You want to represent that you're an in-tune instrument in your city? Shop.theintuneinstrument.com and grab a shirt. You get the message. Go to shop.theintuneinstrument.com and rep this show.